This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company.
Thank you so much for taking time during this health crisis to help employers, to help people managers, business owners, and anyone who really just wants to show empathy during this time of uncertainty. And we really appreciate you bringing your thoughts, your insight, and your wisdom around how to be inclusive during a crisis. So I would love for you to share a little background about yourself, if you could tell us your name, your company, and what you do, and then we can go into the full interview.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here, Bruce, and an important time to be here. My name is Ralph Brandt. I'm one of the founders of a company called RDR Group, and for 20 years, we've been helping people address workplace issues, primarily inclusion, which is a really important issue right now, but you know, other issues around how to keep a positive workplace, how to deal with harassment and that kind of thing. That's what we've been doing for 20 years. And obviously, our world is changing because people aren't doing a lot of live training. So we're doing this kind of virtual stuff, you know?
Got it. So when we talk about being inclusive, and especially during a crisis, what does that look like? What are we really talking about here?
Yeah, well, to me, inclusion is something that other people have to feel. You know, we can think we're being inclusive when other people don't feel we are. And it's about creating connection and comfortability among people. And so I think in this situation, unfortunately, fear tends to increase cortisol and makes us do things like hoarding at the grocery store and hunker down and think about ourselves. And to me, being inclusive means we have to rise above those impulses and think about other people too, especially people who tend to be more excluded because of their differences from dominant groups or just who we are as people. We all need to think more inclusively.
Got it. And so based off of your knowledge, what you're seeing in the media, and also what you're hearing from the organizations that you work with, who are some of the most vulnerable groups that you find during this time and during any crisis that aren't typically included in the groups that people are really looking to make sure they're okay?
Yeah, what a great question, Bruce. I mean, I think, in my opinion, what's going on right now with this crisis is it's highlighting what's happening all the time. You know, the groups that are getting left out have always been, you know, historically left out. And it's anybody who's different, and different is a perception, right? So someone of a different ethnicity, I definitely think if you look at the statistics or watch the news, people of color are being impacted, older people are being impacted, those with less resources, those with disabilities. You know, so there's a lot of groups. If we look around, I was thinking, you know, because everybody's in their homes, even single people who may not have folks in their homes, you know, they may be feeling the impact as much as anybody. But there's lots of groups. And I think that these are groups that often get excluded. And that's why we need to have a consciousness about being more intentional to include everyone.
So most of our audience is typically made up of HR leaders, but then also business owners. So for employers and people who manage teams, what does this look like? And what does a roadmap or framework look like to make sure that everyone is included?
Yeah, well, you know, people who own businesses and people who are in HR functions really need to have their antenna up right now, because with many people working virtually and virtually all of us being a little bit frightened and intimidated by what's going on, issues of engagement, performance, productivity, innovation, they're threatened, because not only are we preoccupied, but we're disconnected, right? And that's why being inclusive in our efforts is so important, because if you're a business leader or if you're an HR person, you need to be asking, who is it that may be more excluded and less engaged? How do we reach out to them? How do we connect with them? You know, even if it's virtual for now, but we need to be, I think, very intentional about that and really think about, you know, diversity, those that are probably not as included. How do we keep them connected to our business, to what we're doing? How do we meet their needs?
So it seems that a lot of employers are trying to take a one-size-fits-all, but also a customized approach as quickly as possible. So for engagement, companies are doing virtual happy hours, which if you don't drink, then maybe you don't feel as included, although I'm sure you could just drink a soda or something like that and do a cheers with everyone else. But that was just an example of how someone may feel that this one-size-fits-all solution of remote engagement may work. Are there others that may not be as obvious that people may be doing or they're not thinking about, where even during this time they might be showing that they're including everyone?
You know, we actually do a course called Connecting with Others, Bruce, and one of the things that we talk about that happens in our effort to interact with other people is we do have this one-size-fits-all approach. We call it monoculturalism. So however we're wired is the way we tend to approach other people. And a lot of research talks about mirroring and really asking yourself, what would my customer, what would my coworker want, as opposed to the way I might do it? Maybe there's a different way for them. And so you're absolutely right. Happy hours, not for everybody. Even Zoom meetings, which, you know, it's the way everybody's working right now because we sort of have to. But there's a lot of folks that don't want to be on camera. They're not comfortable with the technology. And so one of the counter behaviors to monoculturalism, or what you called one size fits all, is something we call calibration. So how do I begin to understand the needs of people that are different than me, different generations, different ethnicities, you know, different even personalities or work styles, and make sure that we're connecting with all of them? Because if we become more flexible as a business or as an individual, then we're more skilled at meeting the needs of everybody instead of just people like ourselves.
I was on a webinar the other day, and they were strongly encouraging everyone to show their face so that everyone can be more connected. And I'm curious, for all the employers that may be doing that and saying, look, because we're remote, because we don't have that physical connection, let's at least show our faces so that we can show that we're all there for each other. Do you think something like that should be strongly advocated? Should it be forced? Should you still give people the option to do it? And in a weird way, and I'm actually just thinking about this in real time, does that almost show, or is it perceived as less engaged because you don't want to show your face, since that's pretty much one of the only ways you can show engagement right now?
Yeah, you know, that's a dilemma that we all face on a regular basis, you know. So, you know, some people hate meetings. In fact, maybe most people, I don't know. But you have to go to meetings, right? And I'm talking about the kind we used to have when we met in a conference room or something. And people knew, I may not like this, but I have to do it. Or they have to present, you know, their data from their department, and they don't really like to do presentations. So, you know, there's a little bit. Inclusion to me is always a two-way street, Bruce. People have to want to be included, and you have to work to also calibrate for the folks that maybe are your boss or your customers. But I think it's just giving consideration to both sides and knowing, if this is an individual who gets embarrassed easily by having to stand up in front of people or being on camera, can I, you know, calibrate and make sure they're comfortable too? There may be instances when we don't have a choice, but I think when we care about inclusion, we're always making that effort to make everyone comfortable if we can.
With that being said, how do you go about finding out if you actually are including everyone? I mean, if you have the best intentions and you are genuinely and authentically trying to do the best you possibly can do for everyone in the most customized way, but you're still just not doing it 100% where it needs to be, because quite frankly, I don't think you ever could, since we're all so different. How do you even go about crowdsourcing the feedback from your employees to figure out whether or not you are including everyone? And on the other side of that, how far do you need to go to do that when you only have but so many resources?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it takes as much as people think sometimes. And so one of the things that we've done in the last couple of years is we've moved away from discussing inclusion as a topic to thinking of inclusion as a practice. So it's not something that you know, it's something you do. You know, you have to include people as a way of interacting. So the knowledge piece is only one part of it. And in my opinion, the way that you determine how included people feel is by spending time really creating comfortability so that Bruce can tell me, because I've interacted with him and made him comfortable and I'm comfortable, we can be open and you can finally tell me, Ralph, I am not comfortable with the way that you, you know, raise your voice when you get excited because it makes me feel, you know, intimidated or something. I think when we're inclusive, it's a practice, it's a habit that allows us over time to get the feedback, not in a crowdsourcing sense, but to me in a one-on-one sense where, and by the way, this can happen in your own family or friendships, you have to do the interacting. And I think by creating connection, people get comfortable to tell you what they need, what's really happening. And I also think it shows itself in their level of engagement and performance and their comfortability with you.
For the last words of this podcast, if no one remembered anything that we just discussed, and there was just one thing you would want them to remember, one thing that you would want them to implement into their employee management process and plan during a crisis, what would that be?
Yeah, well, I would say be intentional about being inclusive. It's not just going to happen. You know, you have to look around and ask yourself, who is being left out here? I even think from an individual level, look around your neighborhood. You know, if you're on a work team, think about the people that you work with. Who do we need to be intentional about reaching out to? I encourage people to try to be very intentional about making it someone who's different than you in some way, because it's natural for us to reach out to people like ourselves. But reach out to somebody of a different ethnicity, of a different age, maybe somebody who's new to the team. But be intentional and be faithful. You know, don't just make a one-time effort. Reach out to them regularly and connect with them. And I think as we start to form connection, we're going to get through this if we stand together. I don't think being divided is going to help us at all.
Ralph, thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom. We really appreciate you. On behalf of all the listeners, thank you for your time. I hope that you, your family, your team stay safe and stay healthy. And we really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, you bet. Same to you, Bruce. You know, let's get through this together, right?
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.